Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever. In Jesus' name, I love this psalm. The repetitive cadence, the constant return to God and God's love, the relentless pursuit of the praise of God. Well, truthfully, I love this psalm when I'm feeling good. Frankly, I have trouble with it when I'm feeling badly. So, I need your help, as well as you can try this on for yourself. So here is the repetitive cadence. For his steadfast love endures forever. Shall we practice it just to make sure we've got it? For his steadfast love endures forever. Not bad for Lutherans. So here goes. The repetitive cadence, your part, for his steadfast love endures forever. When I get really down, when things are going badly, when I struggle with the next great, good, wonderful Greek syntax rule, since it is the end of term D, when I am brain dead, resulting from information overload and fulfilling the old axiom that the mind cannot absorb more than the rear can endure, when I'm finally ready to go on vicarage or into my first parish and realize that at least in part I am scared, when I am wondering and even confused about my vocation or my call to my vocation, when family relationships strain and money looms as a large, large problem, when the pain of death of one close is so real and so visceral, pain is pain and it is real. Struggle is struggle and it is real. Anxiety is anxiety. Exhaustion, exhaustion. Death, death. It's all real. Can't be denied. These things can't be denied in our lives in kind of a triumphal attitude or attempt to pretend that they're not so, but rather in their midst. In the midst of pain and struggle and anxiety and exhaustion and even death, our eyes and minds and hearts are also on Christ, in whom we see the ultimate reality of his steadfast love endures forever. Amen.